Presentation by our elders, and it's so important to communicate. You know, I think that communication is something from leadership to membership that is so important, and it's such an important part of a church being successful and being transparent, and it's one of those things that we may, as Don said, we may not always want to do, but I think it's so important to do, and I think that it's very encouraging to hear what the Lord's doing and to see the faith of our leadership, see the faith of this church and all the good work that's been done in the past and all the good work that is planned for this year. And we're excited about that. I'm not going to take, because we had all that planned, I'm not going to take as long as normal, but I do want to share a few things to kind of conclude our series on your ministry. Thinking about your ministry, let's see, there's my clicker. Your ministry, we've thought about your ministry personally, the first Sunday of January, then we thought about your ministry in your family, the second Sunday, and then last Sunday in our community, and finally this week, we're thinking about our church family. So as we think about that, we're thinking about El Salvador and all that went on there, and I'm thankful for how God has opened up the doors there with that work, and there's more information about that in this booklet, and I hope all the families have received one of these. If you haven't, we have plenty of copies left. Be sure and get your copy. And don't just get it, but read it. It doesn't take very long. One setting, you can sit down and look through it and get an idea of what our plans are for 2014. I want to say a few things about that this morning as we try to get everyone connected with our church family. And the hope is that this will help. It'll help old members who have been around a long time to kind of know what's going on now and to kind of revamp and think about what's going, the plans for 2014. It'll help new members to get plugged in and understand some of the terminology we use and some of the things we have going on. And it'll help all of us think about being focused in terms of what we want to do this year, 2014. So we made a lot of plans. I want to share an important part of this. Back in 2012, the elders and deacons and ministers began to look at our organization and how we were organized. And we made some changes. And this is really the first release of that on a congregational level. And basically the change involves on page 5 and 6 if you have your copy, and I also put it on the screen, though it doesn't have near as many details. That the church organized itself into 8 categories. Used to we had the eldership, and then we had a bunch of ministries, like 35 ministries. And then there was a deacon attached with every ministry. And we felt like that was overly complicated. And so we went to 8 areas of focus. And of course, we have 4 elders, and so each elder has 2 areas of focus or categories. And then we put deacons with each category as well. And so each category will have most of the time 2 deacons. Sometimes I think there's 1 deacon who helps lead that category. And so the hope is this, that the deacons don't just have 1 ministry that they're over, but they have a category, 1 or 2 categories or areas that they're over. And so if you, as a church member, have an issue or have a concern, or you want to volunteer in it, or you have an idea for a ministry underneath a certain category, you can go to that leadership, to those deacons involved. And then our deacons then have a broader scope of work and focus in their ministry. And so we've done some work in the past of them going through and working on these ministries and working on what they want to accomplish in their categories. And this will allow us to add new ministries as well. And so please take a minute and go through that and try to use this. So if you are involved in education or you're involved in the youth, then you need to know the deacons involved in that and who has helped leading those ministries. You'll see on page six, you have the other 4 ministries and the elders who are helping lead those and the deacons who are connected with those bottom 4, fellowship, missions, finances, and building. We hope that this will allow us to be more efficient. We hope that this will allow our deacons to have a more significant role in their leadership, and that it will help our members be able to get plugged in easier and know who they need to see when they have ideas or when they want to volunteer or when they are serving on committees. The next thing you'll find is on page 7, the church calendar. Now let me say, this book is not the Bible. That is, these things are not set in stone. We're going to try to go by these things, but there may be some changes. Some of these dates we had to even say to be determined, to be announced. But we tried to put the main dates, the monthly things are not on here. The fellowship breakfasts, the
the other things that happen on a monthly basis. We didn't put all those on here. We just put the main things. So when you're planning your calendar, look at this. And you can know some of the things that we're looking to do this year. And so please check out that calendar. And one other thing about this, about it not being set in stone. This is not the limit of what we're going to do either. In other words, if you have a new program or new idea, just because it's not on the calendar doesn't mean it has to wait to 2015. We'll be glad to add new programs and new ministries as there is a need to the calendar. On I didn't put this on the PowerPoint, but 10 and 11, if you missed the Sunday where we explained the new building project or you're new to our church family, please look and see what we're doing with the new building project. And then we have the 7 outreaches, and these are the 7 key focuses that we want to make in 2014 and how we want to reach out. And then the sermon plans. Once again, this is not totally set in stone, but this is what I hope to do. There's many open times, but these are the series that we hope to go through. And mainly this year, we're going to be studying the Sermon on the Mount, and we're looking at throughout the concept of discipleship in 2014. Thus the topic, growing in discipleship. And so we're already begun our series on Isaiah. We'll be beginning a series on stewardship later in February. And then March through July will be on the Sermon on the Mount. Worship will be in August and September. And finally, we'll be looking at the end of this year, Lord willing, at questions concerning the end. Looking at a study of last things and about heaven and hell and judgment and all those questions that we ask. And then Bible classes, we've done our best to put some information in here about what our plans are for Bible classes. Some of the ministries that I wanted to mention. First of all, if you weren't here last week, please read the section about we are his hands and his feet. And we passed out these cards. There's about 500 more back there on that window by the kitchen. And please use these cards to do random acts of kindness or good deeds for others in our community, in your family. And you can do these anonymously. Just share a card with them. That way you don't have to, you often want to do things, but you don't want the awkwardness of doing it yourself. But if you can do it anonymously even, and share a card so that the church and God gets the glory. If you can't do it anonymously, if you don't want to do it anonymously, that's fine as well. But try to let God get the glory and use it as an opportunity to invite people. But when you do that, we ask that, if you would, to encourage other people. We're writing what we do every week to help someone from our Everyone Counts ministry. And then when we do things, and you do things, to share the love of God in our community, just take a minute and write it on one of these hands. And that's going to allow Amanda, my wife, to put them on the bulletin board back there and share ways that we're making an impact in helping others. That will give other people an idea, and it will encourage them. You don't have to put your name on it. You don't have to put the person's name on it you help. Just give an idea of what you did, and we'll put that on the bulletin board. There's a comments box back there. There's plenty of hands. Just write those on there and put it in the box. We began our Alignment 55 ministry, and they had a good trip yesterday. And that's just an attempt to kind of revamp our senior ministry, those that are 55 plus. And then our advanced Bible reader, our Bible reading program for young people, we're going to try to overhaul that and rejuvenate that later on. Our Morningside devotionals this year are on 5th Sunday. We've assigned them to different Bible classes so that we can get more people involved. And so your Bible class will be hosting a 5th Sunday devotional at the Morningside one Sunday this year. And then you can see a lot of great information about our youth ministry. Ryan did a good job of putting this together. And you can read all about the service projects and the fun projects and the faith-building activities that our youth ministry has available. And finally, let me say about this before I go to the scripture and we conclude. The education leaders would be wanting me to say this. They always are needing teachers. And if you're looking for a way to get plugged into the church family, this is a great opportunity. It may be serving as an aide. It may be being just a nursery worker. It may be being a teacher at an adult level or an elementary level or the high school level. But we're adding classrooms in 2014. One of our fears is that we're going to have classrooms with students
but not enough teachers. You see, if you add more classrooms, if you add more classes, you've also got to add teachers. And we are always struggling to have enough teachers.
And so we need you to think about becoming a teacher as well, or developing that skill and starting to nurture that skill in your own life in 2014. In Luke chapter 13, verses 6 through 9, the Bible says this, Jesus speaking, he told this parable, a man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came seeking fruit on it, and he found none. And he said to the vine dressers, look, for 3 years now I have come seeking fruit on this fig tree, and I find none. Cut it down. Why should it use up the ground? And he answered him, sir, let it alone this year also until I can dig around it, put on manure, and then it should, if it should bear fruit next year, well and good. But if not, you can cut it down. We've used the title of this series about your ministry, the Step It Up Year. Trying to encourage each of us to think about what level are we at now in our faith, at home. What level are we now at in our personal life, our devotion? What level are we at in our community service? And what level are we at in our church involvement? And taking that to the next level, stepping it up. On the front of the bulletin, I thought about printing out a little 3x5 card and giving it out to everybody. But I decided it would be easier and maybe less passing, since I've been doing so much passing lately anyways, to just put it on the bulletin. And I want you to seriously consider this. And I just gave you some examples, but you can add others. But pray about it. What areas do you need to step it up in? Maybe it's just attend Sunday school. Maybe it's teach a Bible class. Maybe it's start tutoring a child on Thursday. Maybe it's increase your giving. Maybe it's a big thing like go to El Salvador. Maybe it's start leading in public worship. And that can be a huge intimidating thing for a lot of people. But you start doing it small and start building. Maybe it's invite some friends or family to worship, or really do some invitation for our Friends and Family Day coming up. Maybe it's start having family devotional or host a youth devotional or all kinds of things. Commit to being here on Sunday evening or read through the New Testament or participate in New Pathways or the Lighthouse or Morningside devotionals. All kinds of things. But what can you do to step it up? Now here's the lesson in the challenge. All of us are expected to bear fruit. John 15, Jesus says we're to be fruit bearers. Here in this story, Jesus tells a story about us, and I hope not about you. Picture you as the tree. For 3 years, Jesus is saying, I've been going to you for fruit. You've been sitting on the pew, if you will. You've been living this life. You've been in your home. You've been in your family. You've been in the community. You've been in the church. In 3 years, I've been looking for fruit. And every year, I don't get any. And he says, I'm going to cut you down. But in this story, in this parable, the vine dresser says, wait, let's give it one more year. Let's fertilize it. Let's encourage him. Let's do some things to make some more opportunities. Let's give him one more year. Now, I'm not trying to say, be morbid and say, you got one more year to live. That's not the point. But what I'm saying is, maybe you're that tree. And Jesus is saying, I've been waiting for 3 years. I've been waiting for you to bear fruit. And Josh has preached 4 Sundays on you, your ministry. And this is your year. This is your year to step it up. And if I don't see fruit this year, then there's going to be some major changes in your life. Because in John 15, the other parable, Jesus says, I'll cut the branches off that do not bear fruit, and I will throw them into the fire. Because you must bear fruit. We want to grow in discipleship. What is your ministry, and how can you step it up in 2014? If you need to respond, if you want to put Christ on in baptism, if you want to rededicate your life, get plugged into the Lord, plugged into the church, plugged into being a disciple. Come as together we stand and sing.